Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Lord, we come before you and we worship your holy name, and we know that you are the Ancient of Days. All of time is in your hands. So we lift you up. We praise your name. And we ask that you be with Brother Cal this morning as he preaches and teaches from the Word. Fill him with the Holy Spirit. Fill this room with your spirit so that we may be changed by the words we hear this morning, straight from the Word. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said.
Amen. Good morning. Sheila, where is the young military couple you were talking about? Matt and Christina, where are y'all? Go ahead. You're amongst friends, okay? I don't even know what this means, but they are PCSing. I don't know what that means. To Fort Bragg, is it? North Carolina? And that's real soon, right? Wednesday. This is one of our sweet military families. We want to pray for them right now. Father, just stretch out your hands towards this fine couple. Father, we just pray in Jesus' name that you would protect this family, this couple. God, as they leave Fort Campbell and Clarksville area and head to Fort Bragg, I pray, God, that your blessings would be upon them, that they would experience your manifest presence in a way maybe that they haven't ever before. God, that you would lead them and guide them and direct them in your perfect path, in your perfect plan for their life. Thank you for these wonderful families that serve our country. Oh, God, we pray your blessings over them. We ask it in Jesus' name. And for his sake, amen. 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 That's Matt and Christina. Y'all say bye to them today sometime, okay? Okay? Okay. I want to also give a word of thanks to everybody. We've had a great weekend. Isaac graduated high school Friday night. And thank you all for all the gifts and the cards and the calls and the text and everything. We're blessed. This is our church family here, and he's a man of few words. He's kind of like his mama, but he's very appreciative for all of you all, and he loves you. And but God fulfilled his dream the last 5 years to go back home and play ball and graduate from Wayne County High School, and you wouldn't believe all the scholarships he got. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. And I want y'all to pray for me this afternoon. Would you do that? I'm giving the commencement address at my alma mater at Clarksville Academy this afternoon at 2 o'clock. It only took them 51 years to ask me to come back. So, anyways, if you have your Bible this morning, we're going to get back to our Breakthrough 2025 series. I want to talk to you about this issue of forgiveness or unforgiveness, however you might say that. And so I guess the focal passage for the morning is found in Mark chapter 11, verses 25 through 26. Mark 11, 25 through 26. And I want to tell you, what we're looking at this morning is an issue that affects every single person in here. We all have trouble with forgiveness from time to time. Come on, get real with your pastor. We all have trouble with forgiveness from time to time, every one of us. And so this is an issue that we need breakthrough for. Amen? So if you've got Mark 11, stand as we honor God's word, if you can. If not, honor God's word in your heart as best way you know how. Mark 11, verse 25 says, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone..." Let me say that again. If you have anything against anyone, forgive him. And I might also add, forgive her. Because girls, you're in this with us. that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. My, what a word for us this morning. Father, I pray now that your holy, inerrant, inspired word, God, might give us what we need here today. That we would all be obedient, God, to the call of the Holy Spirit on our life. God, I'm praying that somehow, some way, that you would speak to every heart in here. That the Spirit would fall fresh amongst us. So help us in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. As I mentioned, we're returning to our breakthrough sermon series this morning. And we're talking about, there's Kylie Dixon. Y'all say hello to my nephew over there. Amen. I've got ADD from time to time, I guess. I don't know. But this is a true story. Back in the Korean War, there were some American soldiers that were living in a house in Korea, in South Korea, and they had a Korean houseboy. And this boy did everything for them. I mean, he cooked for them, he cleaned house for them, he took care of them. And but sometimes they thought it was kind of funny to play some tricks or some games or, and just kind of play some harmless jokes on him. And they would tease him. Sometimes they would tie his shoelaces together and sometimes they would lock him out of the house from time to time. But eventually they realized that these practical jokes were not viewed as real funny by the boy that they were doing that to, by their houseboy. And so they said, well, you know what? We better apologize to him. And so they apologized to him and asked him to forgive them for the things, silly things that they'd been doing. His response was, well, that's all right. It's okay. I guess now I don't have to spit in your soup anymore. Some of y'all will get that when you leave. But you know, I don't know what it is about us, but so many times when somebody has hurt us or done us wrong, we want to do everything we can to do what? To get? Yeah, we want to get even with them. And before long, that unforgiveness in our heart turns into a root of bitterness that really can poison us and really just do a work on your spirit. And maybe it's something in your past. Maybe somebody in your family abused you. Maybe somebody hurt you, or a really good friend lied to you. Or maybe a spouse walked out on you. Somebody cheated on you or wronged you in some way. And when you think of this person, you don't really have any pleasant thoughts about him or her. And it still gets up next to you. It sticks in your craw. This may be, possibly, the sin that dams up the river of revival, not only in your life, but the lives of our churches. Unforgiveness. And it's also one of the underlying causes of health issues, stress, and unanswered prayer. An unforgiving spirit really affects everything. Everything. It affects your mind, your body, your relationships, your work, your home life, your goals, your ambitions, your desires, your witness. It affects everything, especially the Holy Spirit's leading in your life. Forgiveness is an issue, if we're going to be honest with one another, is something all of us struggle with. And it's okay not to have a lot of amens and hallelujahs this morning. Sometimes when it gets real quiet in the church, in a service, that's when God's speaking the loudest. Hallelujah. All right. But it is the desire of our Savior, brothers and sisters, that we learn how to forgive one another. And if we're ever going to be who God wants us to be, we've got to wrap our hearts and our heads around this issue, and we've got to get a handle on it. Look at your neighbor and say, let's get a handle on it. All right, and I just want to give you two things this morning, two quick points, and we'll be done, and we'll hopefully allow the Holy Spirit to do what He wants to do here. Turn in your Bibles. We're going to come back to Mark 11, but look at 1 John. There's an issue here, 1 John chapter 4, and we have covered this several times this year already, but you really don't communicate a truth until somebody's heard it seven times. So it won't hurt us to hear this again. Number one, we are commanded to love everyone. Who?
Everyone.
Everyone. That's right. Look at 1 John 4, 20 and 21. 1 John 4, that's the little book way back over there, just barely this side of Revelation. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Man, what a great question. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. That's a commandment. That's not a suggestion. That's a commandment from God's word. And so we don't have an option. We got to love it. Y'all have heard me say this countless times. You don't have to like me, but you do have to love me. And it's the same way for every one of us. We have a commandment to follow. It's not enough to just say, well, I love God. You've got to put that into practice by loving your brothers and your sisters and your fellow man. It's unthinkable, really, that we would harbor unforgiveness as children of God, have hatred, prejudice, and unforgiveness and ugliness and coldness in our hearts towards anyone. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, how in the world are we supposed to love people who don't do the right things? You can love somebody without loving their ways. Let me say that again. You can love people. You don't have to love their ways and the way they do things, but you can still love somebody. Y'all with me? So stick with me on this now. We're going somewhere with it. And so I don't even love all of my ways. I thought I would get an amen on that one. Dr. Stephen F. Alford is one of my hero preachers from years gone by. And he was pastoring a church over in South Africa before he came to this country. And their church had decided to adopt an open door policy. Listen to this. And after much prayer and soul searching, they decided to adopt the policy, and they called it, whosoever will may come. Whosoever will may come. Now, where was this church? South Africa. And so the church voted on it, and they began to put this open door policy in practice. But there were seven men in the church who voted against it, and they were very vocal and verbal about it. They didn't like it, not one bit. And they were sowing seeds of discord amongst the brethren and the sister in the church there in South Africa. And Dr. Alford tells this story. He said, these seven men that voted against it and were working against it, within a year, all seven men had died. Within 1 year. And six of them had died very untimely deaths. I want to tell you, you cannot violate the Word of God and live in open disobedience without incurring the wrath of God eventually on your life and on the life of the church. The blessing of God will never fall on Second Mile Church if we live in contradiction of God's commandments. We want God's best for this church, right? Well, we need to live according to what the Word of God tells us, especially those commandments. Don't ever let how someone looks, how someone dresses, where they come from, how different they are, the language they speak, the color of their skin, don't you ever let that keep you from loving them. Don't do that. We're commanded to love everyone. Now, I always love it when I ask y'all to do this, because it's really a struggle for some of you. But I want you to find somebody close and just look at them with sincerity and say, I sure do love you. See, some of y'all are really struggling. Oh, to live above with the saints we love, that'll be glory. But to live below with the saints we know, well, that's another story. We're commanded to love one another. And that's the beginning of dealing with this issue of unforgiveness. I couldn't go there without addressing that. And so we're commanded to love everyone. And now, I didn't say accept everybody's lifestyle. But you, listen, I know what I'm talking about. I've got family members in my family. And I don't always accept what they do or what they believe, but I can love them. But that doesn't mean being accepting of every single thing somebody, are y'all with me? Okay, you can still love folks. And we've made that choice to do that. And so we're commanded to love one another, but here's what I wanted to get to today. We're called to forgive one another. Look at your neighbor and say, uh-oh. We're commanded to love one another, and we're called to forgive one another. Now, Jesus had been talking about prayer in this passage of Scripture over here in Mark chapter 11. And he'd been discussing prayer, and the truth that he was teaching them was this. You not only need to be right with God when you pray, but you need to be right with other folks. You see, this is what I'm talking about over at Clarksville Academy this afternoon. Your relationship with others directly affects your relationship this way. If you're not right with others, you're not right with God. Ooh, it's quiet in here now. If you're not right with other folks, you're not right with God. That's what the Word of God's teaching us here. And so, in order to get right with God, well, let me put it like this. Jesus said, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them. If you have anything against anyone, forgive them. That's strong words, isn't it? And then he goes on to say, if you don't forgive them, your Father won't forgive you. You mean it's back to hell I go, Brother Cal? Well, Jesus took care of the issue of your sin at Calvary. That's a done deal. But you will never, ever experience the freshness and the blessing of forgiveness in your life if you're not willing to forgive others. That's what he's talking about here. The sin issue was taken care of. When you came to faith in Jesus Christ, he took care. You'll never suffer condemnation. You'll never be punished for your sin, because Jesus took the punishment for you. He satisfied God's wrath. So don't go there. But where you do need to go is you'll never experience forgiveness in your life like you can if you will be willing to do what God's Word's telling us to do here. Y'all with me so far? And so let me just ask you, has anybody done you wrong? Ooh. Maybe I should have asked for a show of hands. Has anybody done you wrong? Rubbed you the wrong way? Has anybody hurt you deeply? Nobody over here, just everybody over here, I guess. Okay. You can put your hands down. Has anybody hurt you and you're carrying a grudge against him in your heart? Well, Jesus said, if you've got unforgiveness in your heart, God's not going to forgive you. You'll not be able to enjoy forgiveness if you don't forgive. I want to tell you, this is something your pastor struggles with. It is. It's tough. But 1 John 1:9 is it's the most worn out verse in my Bible. If you confess, hello? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, over and over, Jesus tells us to forgive others who sin against us. Even when Jesus was on the cross, do you remember what He said? Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. The very people who were killing Him, the very folks who were crucifying Him, He asked God to forgive them. That's our example. Well, so the channel of God's forgiveness, the channel of God's forgiveness in your life is dependent on whether or not you forgive others. Well, Pastor, I just can't forget it. God's not calling you to forget it. He's calling you to forgive it and forsake it. You're not probably ever going to totally forget till you get to heaven and God wipes the mind, you know, wipes the slate clean. But He's calling you and me to forgive and forsake it. In other words, to get it under the blood through confession. Am I making sense? Am I communicating now? So we're not talking about forgetfulness. We're talking about forgiveness. Here's the whole deal, though. You know, I ask in the baptism out there, I say, do you know that you know that you know you got Jesus in your heart? You got His Spirit in you? And they all said yes. Well, guess what? You've got the capacity to forgive someone if you're a believer, because you've got the strongest power and personality in the universe living inside of you. We've talked about this. You can forgive because Jesus, His Spirit is in you, the Holy Spirit. And you can forgive. All you need to be willing to do is just submit to it. But Lord, you don't know what He did to me. Can I just remind us this morning, how much has God forgiven you of? What has God forgiven you of? Yes. Man, how can we, who have been forgiven of all our sin, of all of our pride and our prayerlessness, of our prejudice, of our indifference, of our apathy, of our jealousy and gossip and envy, of how if God's forgiven us, how can we not extend forgiveness to others? This is huge. You've got the capacity to do that, and you can recover from an unforgiving spirit. It may not be easy. It may be a day-to-day thing for a while. It may be a struggle, but it'll be worth it. You'll receive inner healing. You'll be able to get free. Hallelujah. You'll be made whole. Y'all, this is Breakthrough 2025, and we need a huge breakthrough in this area. I don't know who I'm talking to other than everybody. I remember an incident in the nursery a few years ago at another church. And I used to teach Sunday school with the college kids, and I would come upstairs, and on my way to the worship center was the nursery. And one day I was walking past the nursery and I looked in, And I want to tell you, there it was better than Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. There was a fight going on, and one little boy pulled the hair of another little boy, and the other little boy hauled off and smacked him upside the head. And I mean, you could have heard this kid scream from here all the way down to Liberty Park. I mean, it was loud. And then the other kid was screaming. The other kid was crying. Y'all get the picture? And so I'm the pastor of the church. Well, guess what? God hadn't called the pastor to put out every single stinking fire in the church. And so I said, well, I'm going to let the nursery staff handle this. And that's what I did. I went on to worship. I didn't let that affect my worship and the preaching. I just went on ahead and did that. I had a great day that morning. But after the service, I thought, you know, I better go check on my nursery workers. Bless God. If you're a nursery volunteer, you're a nursery worker, God bless you. Some of y'all tell me from time to time, don't worry about the time, Brother Cal. The time's not, well, you go sign up and work in the nursery. Okay? I knew I'd hear some amens then. And so I walked back by the nursery. Let me finish the story. And I looked in the nursery, and I saw those two little boys. And you know what they were doing? They're playing together like nothing had ever happened. They had forgiven one another. Now, they might not have been able to, you know, express that verbally, but they'd forgiven one another, and they'd moved on, and they were playing together and having a great time. It may be a spouse. It may be an ex-spouse. It may be a friend or a family member who hurts you very deeply. It may be somebody right here in this sanctuary. It may be a church leader. It may even be your pastor. I hope not and pray not. But whoever it is, if you don't forgive them, your Heavenly Father's not going to extend that forgiveness to you. Look how much He's forgiven us. Whew. All our sins were taken care of at the cross. But if you want to forgive, if you want to experience forgiveness afresh and anew, you've got to be willing to forgive the one who hurt you. And you'll never enjoy the fruit of revival in your life if you don't get rid of that root of bitterness in your spirit towards someone. You know what I do? I don't have a simple formula. But the first thing I do when I've got unforgiveness in my heart, the first thing I'll do is I'll say, Lord, please, don't let me hold on to this thing. Don't let me hold a grudge. I want to turn from that because that's just one more sin Jesus died and paid the price for. I want to turn from that. And Lord, I want to pray for so-and-so. That's all I can do right then. Lord, I'm just going to pray for so-and-so. And then the next day, I can pray a little bit more for so-and-so. And then the third day, and the fourth day, and then eventually, if you'll just start praying for them, you'll forgive them. It's happened in my life, and it can happen in your life. But you see, you've got to make that first step, and I can't do it for you, and neither can anyone else. And so today, we need a breakthrough. We need spiritual healing. We need to be made whole. We need to allow God to move here this morning and do what only He can do and wants to do. Let's pray together. Just bow your head, and wherever you're sitting this morning, just ask God if there's any unforgiveness in your heart towards someone to help you to begin dealing with it, to repent, to turn from it. Man, I know there's unbelievable things that have happened to some of you that are here today. Somebody's abused you. Somebody's left you. Somebody cheated on you. Somebody did you wrong. And we're not excusing that behavior. But God's telling you and me to forgive them so that He can forgive and send freshness and revival in your life today. In the area of forgiveness. And if you're here this morning and you've never received Christ as your Lord and Savior, you won't be able to tackle this issue without Christ. So if you're here this morning and you need Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you would just pray, Lord, I need your forgiveness today for all my sin. And Father, I thank you that Jesus paid the price for me. And I ask you to deliver me today. Forgive me. And I pledge allegiance to your Son. I'm going to follow him all the days of my life. I surrender to you as Lord and Savior today. You prayed that way, I believe you. If you really meant it with your heart, God wasn't necessarily overly concerned about the words. He's concerned about your heart. If you had a heartfelt prayer like that this morning, you have become a brand new person. But you cannot stay private about that decision. You've got to go public because Jesus died publicly for you. And he rose again. Publicly, so that you might have life. And we're going to ask those that made that kind of decision to come forward today. We want to get some things in your hands. We want to pray for you, talk to you about your baptism. And you need to come forward to do that. But I think the vast majority of us in here need to do business with this issue of forgiveness. And so however you want to tackle that, I think there's accountability when you come forward and just ask somebody to pray for you. You can still head to the war room back here if you really got something serious or just anything. We'll pray for you. Andrew's going to lead us in a hymn. He's going to lead us in an invitation, a response song. And I want to encourage you, don't wait. The longer you wait, the harder it gets. You come forward and seek God's face in prayer, whatever you need to do. Father, bless now this time of response, this time of invitation. I pray for those that have received Christ today as their Lord and Savior for the first and only time they need to do that. I pray for issues of obedience. God, you're speaking to our hearts all across this building about this issue of forgiving others. Oh, God, help us to remember this morning how much we've been forgiven of. We don't have the right to hold unforgiveness. Oh, God, help us to turn control of this over to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.